Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, friends. You're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who's looking at us a bit weird because I added friends in.
Freaked me right out of that, honestly. I've gone up like, you know, when a dog hears a noise, but it's not sure. It's and just like, look, I was about to do the, you know, when they go, and it's not a proper bark. Their ears go up and they go, like, I was about to do that. I didn't like that at all.
Well, you are our friends.
But why you added friends?
Because I wanted to. Anyway.
You've been listening to Joe Rogan. He says friends.
Does he?
Hello, no, friends.
I haven't. Yeah. I've never listened to Joe Rogan, actually. But I've heard he's very good.
Sexist.
Well, it's not because he's a man.
Not enough murder in it for you, Rosie. Eh? It's all not. You listen to. Honestly.
I'm currently listening just to advertise another podcast on our I'm currently I'm listening to an ITV documentary. Of a podcast called No Strings Attached.
Listening to an ITV documentary of a podcast said no one ever.
It's very good.
Listen, guys, obviously we're joking. There aren't any other podcasts. There's just this one. We are the only one in the world. And it's so nice that you choose to listen to the only podcast in the world, which is this one. And hey, this one is on its 78th episode.
Wow.
This is episode 78.
What we're going to do when we get to 100?
Someone said do a video one. But I don't know.
We could, you know.
Do you know what it is? We could, but I don't know what the deal, what our sponsorship deal is. I don't know if we'd be allowed. We might be allowed. I'm not sure.
Right, okay,
if we're allowed, let's try and make that happen because that would be quite cool.
That'd be cool.
To be fair.
Can I drink by then?
No.
When is it?
Had on if we take a couple of weeks off of Christmas. Yeah, you'd be able to drink by then.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right, okay then. We'll I'm up for that.
Okay. Do you think we'll take podcast maternity leave?
Depends because I could do it. Pregnant.
Yeah, but I need some.
They'd be aggressive, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it is.
I mean, there's been. Yeah. We've got to get them for. We've had every level of you. We've had just found out you're pregnant, can't drink. We've had lockdown, Rosie. We've had 4 p.m. wine time. We'll get the whole lot.
I know. Yeah. All the emotions. So that could be quite funny.
Like that. What's that film with the balls in the Inside Out? Like them. You're all of the emotions. You're all four of the little.
I do like that film.
You're never the nice one.
Excuse me?
Guys, it is, before I get told off, it is episode 78. As always, thank you so much for liking and subscribing and rating, and please continue to do that. It's so nice to see and lovely to hear. And before we go any further, it is obviously time to pay the bills! Pay these bills! Keep the roof over the head, keep the electricity on with this week's lucrative sponsor. Mm. Now listen, this week's sponsor, right?
Mm.
I've been in touch with these guys for a while.
We're
going back and forth trying to make it work, you know, trying to find some time.
Imaginary friends,
you know,
is it?
Ballpark figures, touch and base, they're people talking to my people,
yeah.
Other wanky phrases like that I can't think of off the top of my head. You know, chatting the shit, shooting the breeze.
Don't think anyone says that in an office environment.
LinkedIn, join me LinkedIn profile. All of them.
Makes us feel sick. No, honestly, does hate all that shit.
So, This week's sponsor, guys, it's the long forgotten thing. It's the long forgotten friend. You've all got this thing. You've all got it. It might be in your drawer now. Yeah? You take it for granted. I'm here to tell you it needs more praise. It needs some love. This week's sponsor is tin openers.
Tin openers.
Take it for granted. It's in your drawer. You ever tried to open a tin without one? It's fucking impossible.
Is this because I was broke?
This is because I was broke now and I just had to open a tin without it. Great. Fucking nightmare. Thankfully, we didn't have one when we had our bungalow. When we had the one story glory. Mm-hmm. Big love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. RIP, one story
Why
glory.
Why didn't we have one?
Don't know. And I got you were like, Branston beans are better. So I got Branston beans, but you got to open them with a tin opener. Didn't have one. Where did I go? Garage with a hammer and a screwdriver. How long did I take? Fucking ages. What did I do? Cut my finger. What else did I do? Got bean juice on my jeans and shoes. It was a nightmare. Honestly, try opening a tin opener without one. Fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Try opening a tin without one, sorry. Nightmare.
You forget how lucky you are, really.
Exactly.
When your tin opener breaks.
Every time you... Hey, guys, I'm here to tell you, from the guys at Tin Opener. The S's, the guys at Tin Opener.
There's only one.
Listen, right? Every time you use that bad lad, you check it's working. You make sure you look after it. Don't put the dishwasher, you'll break it. Hand wash it. Make sure it's all right. Don't take it for granted. Make sure it's working. Make sure you've got a spare. It's the kitchen's unsung. Tin openers. The kitchen's unsung here.
Well done. Oh, jeez.
Go to tinopeners.co.uk.
My nanny used to have an electric one.
Whoa! Someone's doing all right. Lordy,
I know.
Electric one.
No, it was shit. It was shit. You'd put it in, it would like, it would magnetic-y. What?
Yeah. Oh, right. What's episode 100 has to be video because what I just saw there was so beautiful. It was you. You put your hand up like that. She put her hand flat, guys, right? As if she was patting a little dog on the table. And she looked at us with genuine terror and fear in her eyes as she just said, magnetic-y. Magnetic-y.
What's the word, man? What do you call it?
Magnetized.
Magnetized.
Magnetic-y.
Well, anyway, you'd put your tin of tuna in, it would magnetise to the magnet. I don't know that. Well, what's
it? Magnetic. It was magnetic.
Yeah. Okay. And then it would spin round and open it for you. I wish I'd never bothered. Don't, because honestly, I'm not this silly in life.
Right.
It's just when we get in front of this mic and my brain goes.
No. I know this is the longest intro ever, but I'm gonna have to call up. Yesterday we were in IKEA.
We were in IKEA yesterday,
and you stood next to a big, massive, massive box of stuff, and you looked above the box of stuff, and hanging in the air was one of them like plastic octopus things that you put
your knickers
and your underpants on with the pegs on. No, it's not an octopus, but you know what I mean. It's got like different arms and stuff.
Yeah.
You looked up at it and you went, "Oh, we need one of them. Where do you think they are?" And you were standing next to a box of, I'm not exaggerating, there must have been 70 of them in the box. And I went, "Are you joking?" And you went, "We do need one." I went, "Not that. You've asked where they are." And they were literally, no word of a lie, they were less than a centimeter away from you.
I think I was leaning on.
I think you were holding one.
I had one in my hand. No, yeah. I don't know what's going on at the minute. Oh. Anyway, are you done?
Yeah, you got one more thing to say.
What?
See if you can say it properly.
Magnetized?
Jesus, come on, man.
Here's the jingle. Here's the jingle.
Oh, it's going to be a good one this week, guys.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to Shag Mind Annoyed. Can't believe we're on episode 78.
Yeah. Well done.
Well done.
Very well done.
What have we been up to?
What have we been up to? I did the one show last week, so I was down in London.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a holiday. Stayed up late, got Deliveroo, sat in my pants all day.
Had a lovely little time, didn't you?
Yeah. It was all right. The best bit was... I had aircon. I didn't mention it. I wanted to mention it on the one show as a joke, but people get very upset and email in. But basically, it was hot as anything in London. It was like 35 degrees, but I had aircon. And remember, we went to sleep. A little bit too cold, wasn't it?
I mean, don't say that.
I said it the next day in the meeting. I said it that day in the meeting. They were all sitting there. They were going, it's plumbing boiling. Alex, bless her, she was going, I couldn't sleep. I've had no sleep. Oh, God. And I went, yeah, it's a bit too cold, if anything. And they were all like, oh, you're such a dick. And I could have won at that, but I went further. So one of the big bosses, he was sitting there, and he went, oh, look at these on my arms. And he had like little red marks. He was like, look at these. It's so hot. There's like mosquitoes or midges or something. Look at these. I've got bites. Mm-hmm. I've got bites. I went, hey, the only bites I'm getting is the bloody frostbite off this aircon.
Oh,
they didn't even laugh.
No, I wouldn't have laughed. They didn't at you even either, laugh because it's torture when you're hot.
Yeah, they were raging.
You didn't do Alex's accent there. I'm a bit upset.
Oh, I didn't want to.
No, I like it when you do her accent. Because you do it really well.
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I ruin it. And this is a recorded medium. Do you know what I mean? I can do it. I can just do it again if we're in the house.
All right.
But now you made it sound like I take the mick out of her. I just really like her accent.
You like her? She's lovely.
She's great. She's great to work with. But I got a taxi to Newcastle Station. Mm-hmm. The taxi driver. He went there. I said, "Oh, he's like, you knew us," and he was like, "What are you up to do?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm going to go to the one show." He went, "Who are you doing with?" I went, "Oh, so I'll be like the guest host for the week, and Alex Jones is the main host." And he genuinely, I was a little bit scared. He like went, "Oh," and I thought he was going to say, "I hate her." The way he said it, he was like, I thought he was going to say, "Oh, I can't stand her." He went, "Oh, I love her voice." Oh. And I was like, "Okay," and then he just like, "Yeah," I left it at that, and he went, "No, I do. I love her. I love her voice.
It is a love the Welsh accent.
I could listen to her talk for hours." I went, "All right, put your pants back on." No, he didn't know. He had his pants on.
I think the Geordie accent and the Welsh accent quite similar because it's like sing-songy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? No, can't even do it.
There was something was said, and it was like one of the bosses came in and said, "All right, guys, last minute thing." And Alex was like, "Oh, what the fuck now?" It was just, "Oh, what the fuck now?" And
it's just really good. It's just nice.
I told her many a time she's wasted before the watershed. Very funny. Got some very, very funny stories. Get her on a panel show after 9 o'clock. You'll hear some great stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Go for it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, very sad day on Sunday.
Why?
Very sad day. Sunday just gone. Bike guy went out on my bike.
Is this when you fell off your bike?
Fell off my bike, didn't I? Fell off my bike.
Is that the first accident you've had?
Your proper first accident, yeah. Blood running down my leg, people screaming, children crying.
Do you remember what you blamed?
I blamed you and Carl Hutchinson.
Well, yeah, because we called you. Carl rings you all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous, actually.
We do ring each other a lot. So I realised this the idea. So I cycled past my auntie's house on the same one, blood going down my leg like a warrior, like some kind of Viking, right? And my auntie was like, "You don't keep in touch." And I was like, "You know what? I don't. I'm really..." My mum always says I hardly ring her.
Mm-hmm.
And cousins and stuff, I hardly bother with... Like, I'm just bad at keeping in touch with everyone. Yeah. Yet me and Carl will talk for easily half an hour a day, every day.
I think you are like each other's support system in life.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, he'll ring us to tell us when he's done weird stuff and I'll just berate him down the phone for him. And it's kind of like therapy, I suppose.
That's what I mean.
So basically, guys, I know you're all very concerned. You want to know what happened. I was going along with my bike, hashtag bike guy. And I got a phone call off Rosie asking where something was in the house.
Potatoes,
because she can't look past her ass to go and find something.
You put stuff away.
Listen,
from
I'm busy.
Hello Fresh, and you put it in all the wrong cupboards.
Listen, I'm busy, right? I'm busy. I've got stuff to do. Got to get on my bike, right? Sorry. Stop hitting the microphone. It's not professional. So Rosie rang us, and then Carl rang us with a stupid wind-up that he was doing where he was pretending that he faked an email. Have I told you this? He'd faked an email and sent me an email as if he was another comedian asking if he could set up a gig in me garden. Knowing that, I'd be like, "Can you fuck set up a gig in me garden?" So he was like ringing us going, "Oh, have you seen the email I forwarded you from that other comedian?" And I was like, "What?" So I like pulled over to look at that. It would have been good if he hadn't done it himself. It was like his own thing. That's how much time the prick's got on his hands. Set up a fake email address, sending us an email, sending it to him, then him forwarding to me saying that a comedian wants to do a gig in me garden because he's heard me garden's big. I was fucking raging.
It's quite impressive to
be
fair.
But I was raging even more because by the time I'd read it, I'd already fallen off my bike. So I pulled up onto the curb and I leant onto the lamppost and I've got them daft little clips in me pedals where my feet slide in. I can't get them out just so I can go faster. Hashtag bike guy. Because you're pedal, Rosie. When you pedal...
I don't care.
Okay.
Don't care.
I need to tell you the one because I've started. No. Okay. It's, without the clips, you're just pedaling them downwards, but you pedal upwards.
Stop it. I'm writing this down. I fucking hate it when you do that. I hate it.
The people want to know.
The minute you start talking about your bike, I fall asleep. So everybody listening is going to be falling asleep.
Nice, because I get sent. You know how many photos I've been sent of that man with a duvet with a bike on saying, "This is your duvet"? And you're about to eat your words here. You're about to have egg on your face because I did fall off my bike and I did scream and I got hurt and people walked past and they said, "Are you okay?" The day after, I went back on my bike. Do you know why? Because you got to get back on your bike, Rosie. You got to get back on your bike. I got back on my bike. I went along a dirt path where there's some horses. Went past some pedestrians, stopped to let us past. As I went past, lady standing there went, "Bike guy!" I went, "That's right." And I kept saying,
"Hater."
Massive love to the lady, whoever you were, who shouted "bike guy" the other day.
Hate you.
It made us go faster.
Did it?
She said "bike guy" and I went, "Yes, yeah!" And then I thought, do you know what? I've got a little burst of energy, and I pedalled a bit faster.
Did get a little bit harder, did it, eh? Little sicko. You monkey little bike. Oh, she said bike guy, and I just pedalled faster. Came on.
You are jealous.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Something quite interesting happened yesterday. I mean, I say interesting, it's not, because, you know, life's really boring right now, and nothing very interesting's happening. Okay. But I realised that Robin is he's one of these kids who is just really grim.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of kids are like, oh, look at this, and just really nice and innocent. And, you know, he's not. So he started this thing when you walk along pavements, and we used to do, I remember doing it when I was a kid, and he's like, you can't stand on the lines. So we're like going along, and the cobbles like in between the lines. And so I told him what I knew from being a kid. Uh-huh. And what I remember the saying is, well, touch a crack and you break your back.
Oh, you step on a crack and you break your back. Yeah, step on a crack,
we all break did your that. Back. Yeah, everyone did crack, that. So, so I said to Robin, well, Robin, you know, you step on a crack, you break your back. And he went to me, he went, no, mammy, no, no, you're wrong. He said, you touch a line, you're dead.
Yeah, he did say that.
Just that's it. No, touch a line and you're dead. Great.
So me and him were, did I tell you, me and him were in the garden yesterday and we're playing with the bubble wand. There's always I don't know who keeps buying these fucking bubble wands, but
me mum.
Like, they just pop up now and then.
Yeah.
And he always brings them to me when the bubbles are almost completely gone. So I've got to like full on scrape the bottom to use the bubbles. I've never had a full one in my life.
Because you always think, oh, kids love bubble wands, but you give that to a kid. Robin's getting a little bit older now. Give that to a 2 or 3 year old, the tip it all the stuff out.
On the floor. Yeah.
So there's nothing left.
Well, anyway.
They're a nightmare.
Yeah, so we've got them all. I managed to get all the bubbles going yesterday, and we started a game, and I thought this would be like 5 minutes. We were playing for about 25 minutes, right? So I was just doing the big bubbles, and then I was like, right, if the bubble touches the ground or touches the house, the world explodes.
Right.
So
why would you do that?
Because it made them pop them really quick. I was like, it's going, the world's going to explode. World exploded. Hope you're proud of yourself. World exploded.
This is why he's a little bit mental. This is why he says stuff like that. Why are you telling a kid that if the bubble touches the ground, the world's going to explode?
So he'll pop the bubble?
That's terrifying, though.
It's not. He loves it, man. He popped the bubble. Hey, Rosie, did the world explode? No, because he popped all the bubbles.
Well, I know, but did he sleep all right last night? Or did he have night terrors worrying about bubbles hitting the ground? And I blame you. I always keep thinking, I'm like, why is Robin so just like... says really random things and comes out with such weird things. And I'm thinking, it's not me, because I read them lovely bedtime stories and I try to keep everything, you know, lighthearted and nice. It's you. It's you. You're ruining him. You're not going near this next one.
Really?
Robin's damaged goods now. This next one.
So I can just knock around with Robin and I don't have to do any nappies, nothing, no getting up in the night. You can just have that baby. That can just be your
responsibility. Well, let's do an experiment.
Right.
How about I just solely look after this next baby?
Right.
And then we'll see which one we like better. When they turn 18, we'll go, right, which one's nicer?
That's...
Guarantee it'll be mine.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. If social services are listening, we're not going to do that. That is a joke. That is not going to happen. Christ.
Well, Robin used to be all lovely until lockdown. Yeah. Now he's been spending too much time with you.
You said that yesterday. That was really hurtful when you were like, you know what? You were like, he's getting really weird and strange and saying strange things. And it's because you're home because of lockdown, because you're normally not here.
Well, I'm sorry, Chris. Right. Okay. Here's a little lesson for you. Next time you want to play Pop the Bubbles, how about you just go, oh, quick, you've got 5 seconds to pop the bubbles, Robin. 1, 2, no.
Couple of problems here.
Sometimes, this topic, bloody.
How am I supposed to know when that bubble is 5 seconds away from the ground? How am I supposed to know that?
Not put impending doom on a child's
play. But he's a hero.
Play.
He saved the world. Do you know how many times he saved the world? Yes, do you know what that does for a child's confidence? Save the bloody world.
He's too confident. That's another thing about him. We need to stop telling him that he's like great, because...
Right. I'll put it out there now. I've never told him he's great.
Right, well, I do all the time. You're a superstar. You, oh, look at you. You're great. And so now he just kind of goes, Mom, look at this. Aren't I great? And I'm like, oh, I've created a monster.
He did put something on the other day. Was it his cap? He put something on. He was like, don't I look dead cool in this? And I was like, you look all right.
He did that to me, Mum. When I was in London last week, my mum had him. She said it was that she found a random like old vest in his drawer.
Yeah.
And because it was quite hot, she just put a vest on him. And he was like, look at me. Don't I look cool, Mama?
The self-congratulatory little shit that
he
is.
Oh, hey. God, wow. He isn't he lovely, though? Love him. Nah, love him.
Stop telling him that. I'm not. He's average. He's average. Average at best. Try harder.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for...
This is Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries. Couldn't believe that he got it wrong last week.
You called it out in the...
He had never... This is such a good game.
This is terrible.
They should commission this. This, this. Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries. Extremely informative Mysteries, Mysteries, Mysteries. Never wrong, never wrong, never wrong.
So we have to start this week's Rosie's Mysteries with... with an apology, unfortunately. we've had a lot of phone calls, we've had a lot of emails, texts, you know, DMs on social media. Unfortunately, one of the questions last week was the answer myself was...
Sorry, did you just say one of the questions? As in, correct. In that massive game show? Yeah, the only question, 100% of your bullshit last week was pure bullshit.
It was incorrect. Unfortunately for him or her, we have got rid of the person who gets the questions. They're no longer with us.
Good. So there's none this week.
There is one this week.
Fuck's sake.
So
that was. Can I
sorry
just say,
about that, everyone.
Like putting up with this small segment is it on the day that we record it is graft anyway. But then the fact that I was tweeted almost all weekend, nearly nonstop, people telling us that you'd got it wrong, it was so irritating.
Can't believe
I got
that.
Sent a screen grab of fucking Google of friends of how many episodes so many times.
Well, just to correct it, the total amount of Friends episodes is not 219, like the presenter said last week. It is, in fact, 236.
It does distance
himself. Let's just check. 236 episodes.
Yeah. But can I reveal what you said to me just before this of when I said, how did you get that wrong? And you said... that obviously got it wrong in the quiz out of the magazine that I stole it from.
Yes.
Great.
But you know what, though? Yeah. Got everyone thinking.
Oh, God.
Mysteries, mysteries. So, there you go. You're welcome. Maybe they're not always going
to
be right.
Right, but maybe that's
the
mystery.
You just have to work it out.
Maybe that's the mystery.
But this week's, I have researched a couple of times.
Okay.
And the couple of Google searches I did, the two, were the same. So... fingers crossed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That this is correct. Are you ready for this week's Rosie's Mysteries?
No, but okay. It's not going to stop you, is it?
I've got a timer this week.
Right.
So you've only got 35 seconds to answer the question.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do you want the question during the 35 seconds or do you want the full 35 seconds to answer?
The full... I obviously want the full 35
right,
seconds.
Okay, then,
have you ever
enough.
Seen a game show?
Okay.
So
this is this week's mystery, which is just true or false.
Not a mystery, it's true or false. True or false. I mean... Should be called Rosie's Trivia.
I'm not changing it now. I've tried. I'm not changing it. I like Rosie's Mysteries. Anyway, Christopher, true or false? Mm. Charlie Chaplin came first in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike competition. I'll say that again. True or false? Charlie Chaplin came first in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike competition. Your clock starts now.
False, it was third.
Do you want any more time?
No.
Well, we're just going to... I've only just got this.
I think it was in Kansas City as well, if I remember rightly.
Okay, just going to...
But we're going to... I've got to wait for the full.
Yeah.
Fuck me. And this is off countdown. So you nicked the... So the X-Files have been ripped off. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire been ripped off. And now Countdown's being ripped
I'll
off.
I'll not play the full thing.
Right, okay. So that'll cover my
It's only if you play the full thing you got. So you're going to say false.
I think he came third.
He came third.
It might be an urban myth, but the one I've heard is he came third.
You're right. You're right, yeah.
Third, wasn't it?
He came third.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well
but
done.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, well, who knows? But I have got a little bit to back it up here.
Mystery.
In 1975, several years before his death, Chaplin entered a lookalike contest of himself in France, it says here. Mm.
Okay, apologies.
He probably thought he was a shoo-in for the prize and everyone would have a hearty laugh at the end, but then he came third. A theory, says here, Chaplin's eyes probably threw off the judges since those baby blues couldn't be seen in black and white.
Wow.
So he's got blue eyes in real life, but obviously when you watch it back in the day in black and white, they wouldn't have recognised him. And it's got another little bit here, because I like to really give a lot to this section.
Well, do you know what it is? The amount of terribleness last week, you know, you're giving them a bit of content this week, so well done.
But Chaplin isn't the only celebrity to have lost a lookalike contest of themselves to an imposter.
Mm.
The one and only Dolly Parton once lost a drag queen competition of her likeness.
Wow.
So I'm guessing it was her and loads of drag queens, and she didn't win.
Wow.
Of who looks most like Dolly Parton.
Wow. Okay. Amazing. Yeah. Wasn't there a thing on the telly where Adele entered an Adele competition?
I was just going to say that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Of lookalikes.
Yeah.
And she didn't win. But then when she started singing, everyone was like, fucking her. Fucking Adele.
I remember that. They put it on though, like the voiceover, what I was like, and now she's in the, you know, she's in the mix with all of them and no one's got a clue that she's Adele. And like literally the first fucking thing one of the other people said to her was, are you really, you look really like her. Are you really Adele? She went, no, I'm not. And she went, all right then. It doesn't fucking count when you have to go now. Like when you go, look, this isn't a wind-up. I promise this isn't a wind-up. I promise. Ah, it was a wind-up. That's fucking bullshit. That's what Carl did to me with that email. You can't do that. You can't go, no, I'm definitely not. And then, I don't know, I didn't like it.
I enjoyed that show.
Well, it was
and
good.
And I really like Adele, so there you go.
Well, Adele's amazing. But yeah, are you her? No. All right then. Are you sure? I'm positive. Okay then. Guess what? I'm her. Oh, I had no clue. No, you didn't have a clue, did you? No, I did. I fucking said it right at the beginning. You couldn't. Ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you for listening to this week's Rosie's Mysteries. I'll be back next week with lots more informative mysteries.
Stop saying it. There's nothing mysterious about it apart from the fact that sometimes you get it fucking wrong and you've got to wait a week to correct
Literally the third time I've done it, I got it wrong. Can you believe that?
Shocking. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? Beef.
Ooh. How are you then?
Have got a repetitive beef this week.
Wow, repetitive beef.
I've done this before. You haven't learned from your mistakes.
Oh, that's interesting because I think mine might be take a back now, y'all.
Is it?
Beef as well. Possibly, yeah. It's a different,
beef it up this time.
It's a different version, but it's definitely got realms of the past in it.
Come okay. Well, obviously now I am with child.
What? You're pregnant?
19 weeks.
What?
Currently.
You kept that quiet and didn't whinge at all. Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Okay. Well,
stoic.
Weird
stoic.
That you're saying that because what keeps happening currently is you asking me every 30 to 40 minutes if I'm all right.
Look, you know this is my thing. I've done this for years.
Oh, yeah.
Done
Chris,
this for years.
It's absolutely tedious. Last night in bed, I've put a pillow in between my legs because I'm at that stage. I need to buy a proper pregnancy pillow, but
just remind us to throw that out and burn it when you're done.
Why? Because it's been in between my legs. Great. So I put a pillow in between my legs, and last night I just turned over in the middle of the night. You know, because people sometimes turn in bed, believe it or not. Chris from nowhere, are you all right?
I've only just remembered that as you've said it there. I wasn't in my sleep. I was awake.
You woke us up?
Rosie, I woke you up. You woke me up. You're saying you're normally turned over. The rustling of the sheet. You sound like you're putting a fucking tent up. It was the most sheet and duvet noise I've ever heard in my life. I thought you'd fell out of the bed. It was crazy. So I went, are you all right? You went, what do you mean? I was like, there's loads of duvet noise. Are you all right?
You see it really panicked and it gets on me tits. Like, are you all right?
Because I'm asleep.
Yes, I'm fine.
I'm asleep and I've been awoken by a lot of duvet noise. How fucking noisy do you have to... How can you make so much noise with a duvet? How is that possible?
Well, do you know what though? Honestly, next time you ask, I've got a little baby doll downstairs. I'm going to have that baby doll at the side of the bed. I'm going to cover it in ketchup. And I'm just going to turn you go, I've had the bin.
That is the grimmest thing. That's horrible.
I'm going to light in the middle of it.
Ketchup.
I'm going to go, stop asking me if I'm okay.
Ketchup? That's Blood? Fucking, yeah, no, I know, but it's just, I know what you meant. It's disgusting.
Why?
I've had the bin and I've dropped it in some chips. It's horrible. Don't ever do that to me. That's
I'd have to put the, you know, that horrible little bit of scremula they get on their heads.
Stop
the white
it.
Stuff.
Stop it. What, like I'm going to, I think the initial firstly, I'd be able to smell ketchup, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to go, I'm not going to like pick it up. I'm not going to turn the light on and be like, it's not breathing. And it seems to be made of plastic and fabric. Like, I'm going to realise immediately that it's bollocks. And you've told us about it now. So I'm going to be like, well, fair enough.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Idiot. You'll forget. I'll wait a few weeks.
I'll remember this. I'll take this to my grave.
Anyway, stop asking us if I'm okay because I'm fine.
Listen, I will never. And I'm asking the baby as well. And I'm all right, because the one time I don't ask you, you might not be fine. But you know what you're like as well? The one time I don't ask you, you'll go like, or you'll go like, I'll make some noise, and I'll not say anything. Then you go, you're not gonna check on us. You say, I'm pregnant. You're not seeing what's happening here. You don't hear the noise I just made, but I'm sighing, I'm breathing, I'm with child, I'm knackered. What's the matter with you? You got no heart. Why not asking how I am? Oh, because you tell us off every time. Well, not this time.
No, are you okay? Why don't you ask them something more specific?
How are you?
Like, How's your boobs feeling today, babe? You know what I mean?
That's not a question I'll ever be knocking out there. Just get that out of your head
now. How's your discharge? Is it smelly? Oh, because that's what happens when you're having a baby.
Awful.
You sometimes get... I'm not at that point yet. Yeah, you get a bit of a smelly.
Something to look forward to.
Smelly down below.
Ugh. Again, I'll burn the pillow.
But another thing that you did say, the pregnancy, was just today, actually. That's why it's fresh in my mind. You said, I just keep forgetting that you're pregnant. And that must be a lovely feeling. Must be absolutely wonderful to just forget.
Yeah, sorry about that. As that came out of my mouth, I was like, I shouldn't have said that. Mm. Basically, I don't know. It's just because it's the second one, because...
No, sorry, I didn't. I was just going to say, the reason I think it doesn't feel as real to you, well, one, because you're not growing the baby inside you, but you couldn't come to the scan or anything.
Yeah.
So it's not being...
I've been handed a picture. Yeah. You could just be putting a bit of lockdown weight on and give me pictures of other people's bands.
Wow.
Honestly, you could just be knocking the takeaways in, right? Just hoying the takeaways in, getting the beers down you, getting the, you know, the proper ale, like ale belly, do you know what I mean? And just scanning people. Yeah, when you go to the scan. Get an extra picture for me. I'll just give it to him. He's
Tip
a fucking
X
idiot,
in
man.
The name out.
Can you remember how... this is how much I forget about it. Can you remember the other day, my friend phoned to ask what we're doing for New Year and started making loads of plans for New Year. And I was definitely. I was like, Rosie, you're definitely up for that. You're like, well, I'm due on the 6th of January, so fucking no. I went, oh, shit, I forgot she's pregnant. Sorry, mate, we kind of do that. Bye.
You're just planning my whole life out with one child.
Okay, sorry about that. But look, are you okay?
Oh, fuck off.
My beef with you this week is, right, and I think I've mentioned something along these lines before, but you're doing it again now. And if I haven't mentioned it, you're doing it for the first time. Mm. No, you've done this before, you're doing it again. You did it yesterday. Mm. You did it a couple of weeks ago. You do it a couple of times a week when I'm around. You keep telling me to tell you to make sure you do your exercise later in the day. So if that doesn't make sense, dear listener, what happens is Rosie will turn and go, Chris, make sure tonight I do me walking. Just make sure. Look, whatever I say, you just make sure I do me walking, right? At about tea time, just say it with, say, Rosie, have you done your walking? And I'll say, I haven't. Just say, Rosie, do your walking. If you don't know what walking is, she might have put it on Instagram, I'm not sure. She puts the laptop in front of the oven on the fucking on the island in the kitchen, and she watches what I can only assume is some kind of 90s American. It's like this 90s American woman doing. So basically, any film or TV series you've seen where they go to suburbia and suburbia is about to be ruined. Hence, they do it in Breaking Bad when you see where Jesse Pinkman lives and you see, oh, actually, he's this drug dealer, but he lives in this lovely suburban place with this massive house that was his aunt's house or whatever. And they've always got them two women in the sweatbands power walking past going like, oh, my God, did you hear what he said? Oh, my God. I got to pick the kids up from soccer. And they power walk off down the road. You basically watch a YouTube version of a load of twats doing that. And she's like, can you feel it burn, ladies? Yeah. Yeah, can you feel it? Like, literally, a couple of rooms away, it sounds like porn. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, my God. It's fucking horrible. So she does that, and it's a nightmare. When she's doing it, it's horrible. You've got to leave the rooms. It's the loudest, most ear-penetrating thing ever. But, yeah, your new thing is, make sure I do me walking. And then I go to you. Later in the day, I go, okay, I'll go for this because I'm an idiot and I'll never learn. Rosie, you done your walking? Oh, Chris, man, I'm pregnant! I'm pregnant, man, I'm knackered, I'm with child, you know what it's like? I'm tired, I didn't sleep, I got a pillow between my legs. I can't be bothered to do me walking. You told us, you said to us, ask you to make sure you've done your work. Oh, well, don't, man! Leave us alone! For, honestly, it's entrapment. It's a nightmare. I hate it. Stop doing it.
Well, okay, stop asking us then. I'll not ask anymore, because I hate it when you ask. Because then I'm riddled with guilt.
Can you admit now that you genuinely tell me earlier in the day to ask you? You genuinely do. As everything I've just said, they're true.
Yes.
Yes! Come on!
I'm sorry. I know, because I think, because at the time of the day, I think, oh, I won't mind when you ask this.
Guess what? Fucking do it then. When you've got the get up and go to actually do it then instead of putting it with me and then making me tell you later on and get shouted at.
Oh, can it be asked?
Again, I've got to make a tea. I'm going to make a tea and we'll water the plants. What are you told to ask? Well! Sick of you.
I'll not ask you anymore. No, I probably good. Will. No, I won't. Walk, 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 walk. That's what she does.
Walk, 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 walk.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
Public. It's always at this point in recording the podcast that we're both just basically looking and sitting in a mic going, bah, 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 and I just have like an out-of-body experience of the fact that we're just sitting with massive headphones on in our kitchen with microphones, and it's our job, and we're going, bah, 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 like a couple of...
And we're beatboxing.
Like children on a talk boy from Home Alone 2 making a radio station
well,
in their bedroom.
You know... Excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Christopher. You know that I had a radio show when I was younger.
Rosie, I had one as well. And this one isn't... This one, what we're doing now, isn't far from mine. A bit more fart noises in the first one I did and wing noises and stuff. But this one, it's almost exactly the same.
Mine was pretty good. I've talked about it before. Me and Ashley Little. Yeah. We actually used to pretend to call in. And one time, somebody was jumping off a bridge. And they rang in. I'm not even joking you.
Yeah.
I know, it's really grim,
that's
isn't it?
So grim.
It's strange where your mind goes at 11.
Jesus.
Somebody rang in, they were going to jump off a bridge. Sorry, and I had to talk them down. Ashley rang in.
Right.
She was going to jump off a bridge.
You.
I had to talk
her
down.
I don't want anyone to think that that was real for any moment. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Intense. Informative, though.
Well, I mean,
mysteries. Mysteries.
Jesus Christ.
See? But now we've got a successful show of our own, and it's great.
Well, there we go. So, as always, guys, as a nice segue, it wouldn't be successful if it wasn't for you beautiful people. So please continue to email in all of your stuff. We absolutely love it. shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And obviously, I've mentioned it before, but like, rate, and subscribe and all that stuff.
Yeah. I got some little questions.
I've got a week off this week. I'm just getting the questions as a little present. It's so nice.
Well, here we go. Hello, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
As I'm writing this, it's maybe 15 minutes after I had a kind of strange job interview. It was on Zoom for a start, which is the most depressing thing in the world.
It is. But
when's Zoom going to die?
I think we're going to find out that this whole thing was a Zoom marketing campaign.
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe. It's part of Microsoft, isn't it? Bill Gates. He's getting 5G. What? getting Zoom.
Is it?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm bullshit.
Right. Don't because.
Ah, look at you. Mysteries.
No, because I never ever was a fan of conspiracy theories until I was made to live in my house and not leave. And now I'm like, right, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
Right, where's the aliens?
Yeah.
What's going on?
There we go.
Why is this happening? So now I believe all kind of bullshit.
She's got too much time on her hands.
Exactly. So she's just had a Zoom interview.
Yeah.
Bit weird. One of the bits of the interview was we all had to pick a famous person we could talk about at length. And I picked Rosie. She picked me.
Oh.
I know.
Sorry, so it was a group job interview.
It was a group. It sounds like it. It was a group job interview. They had to pick a famous person, which I didn't think I was famous, but that's quite cool.
Wow.
Rosie. Sorry, she's put sorry, Chris. Then the next thing I know, I had to defend Rosie's life. When they said we were split into groups of four and had to choose two of the famous people to stay in a life raft, while the other two had to be thrown overboard to die in shark-infested waters.
Sorry, what was your job interview for?
This is exactly what I thought when I read
madness.
This.
This is madness. Wait.
What kind of job interview is this?
Subway. Greg's.
I thought lifeguard. Lifeguard on an Australian beach.
Oh, God. Do you reckon they're, do you reckon she's interviewing to be an assassin and they're only murdering famous people?
Maybe. Who knows? So
read that bit again. So right. You had to defend your life.
Okay. The next thing I know, I had to defend Rosie's life when they said we were split into groups of four and had to choose two of the famous people to stay in a life raft, while the other two had to be thrown overboard to die in shark-infested waters. She's put here, yeah, I did my best, but my mic cut out, so I couldn't defend much. So I'm afraid Rosie died.
Oh.
So
well.
A mic cut out, so she couldn't defend us.
Wow.
So I'm guessing the tactic for the people from Subway
was... but it's not Subway. But
no,
yeah.
I'm just sorry. I don't know whether it was like a... It might be an up... This could be quite a high up job where it's like you've got to... sales bullshit.
Or like upselling and negotiating and what's all that NLP stuff, like convincing people things and that. Yeah, wow.
Must be like that. I mean, remember when we went to job interviews and it was, can you sell me this pen?
Yeah. Thankfully, I never had that one.
Did you not?
Never, ever had the pen. I don't know how I would do it. I hate that shit.
Yeah, me too. But I had a job interview for the gadget shop, which I got, and I worked there for like 2 years.
Yeah, very. We'll talk about that in the book.
We do talk about that.
You talk about it at length in the book. I'm very jealous that you worked at the gadget shop.
Well, for the job interview for that.
Can you just tell them all what you did?
What?
You got to stand at the front playing with the helicopters and stuff, didn't
I
you?
Played with the helicopters. I was the one who stood in the sumo suit.
Oh, the big inflatable thing.
Inflated.
You stood in that?
I stood in that.
Goodness me.
Always good fun when the lad that you'd snogged the night before was out shopping the next day and walked past the gadget shop thinking, what the hell did I do?
Shit, how pissed was I last night? She wasn't that big. Bloody hell.
So bad. I love that job. It was so good.
Oh, but so jealous.
In the interview, we had to juggle.
Great.
We had to sing on the karaoke.
Oh, yeah, I loved that.
I loved it. I mean, obviously. And we had to draw a picture of what we thought our life would be in 5 years' time.
Right.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was yours? Just you in shark-infested water, dead?
No, I tried to be a little bit funny. Uh-huh. So I was on stage eating pies.
Eating pies?
Well, because I love performing. I wanted to be on stage, but I also really liked pies.
Wow.
So that was my picture. I do.
Wow.
And that was it. And I got the job and I had a lovely time there.
Congratulations.
So
we've got no idea what this person's job was for?
No idea.
So annoying.
They haven't said, which is really annoying. It's from Lucy. So Lucy, if you want to email back just to let us know what the job was for and whether you actually got it. I mean, I've died. But she hasn't.
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't have got it, though. She hadn't defended me enough.
Well, serves all right. Serves all right. Worst lifeguard / person at Greg's /
Subway
ever.
Ever. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Lovely little one here. Dear Chris and Rosie, I am at work and something got me thinking. When I am typing, if I want to put a capital letter, I will press the caps locks button on and off for the individual letter. Whereas I have noticed other people press the shift button. What do you do and who is right?
Wow. Okay. So they press
for every time they do a capital
letter, cap off, rather than just holding
shift
and pressing it. Oh, that's
what do
weird.
You do?
Hold shift.
I hold shift as well.
So this is weird. I've just remembered something that I've never told you this. So when I first got a computer, I was doing, I think, a history project or something for school. So basically, we were of the generation where computer sort of became a thing, like while we were in the comp kind of thing, having a computer at home. My mom was, she could touch type. So she could type just look at the screen. Yeah, yeah. But she had like a clerk's job or whatever, child records or something she was working. Yeah. So she would. So I remember when I had something to do, my mom would help it. So my mom would sit at the computer and I would tell her. Right? So I could type, but just not as fast as my mom. Right?
Okay.
So
she,
boom.
That's cool.
Not the case anymore, obviously, but you know, at the time. And I remember she wasn't aware of backspace. So you know backspace, delete.
Like delete, yeah.
So if you write Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, that's how you spell your name.
Yeah, well done.
School.
Cool to know.
Right, and then you want to delete it, you just go backspace. I remember getting so annoyed because my mum would delete words, right, by going arrow back, delete, arrow back, delete, arrow back. So she'd go, she'd bring the cursor behind each word, each letter, and then press, so it would take her, it would be, to delete a 5-letter word, she'd have to press 10 keys. Oh, fucking infuriating.
That's annoying.
It was so annoying. And by the end, I didn't let her do it anymore.
Okay.
And isn't that nasty? But I was
well,
like, I don't
care. Well,
I've
got two things to say about that.
Right.
One.
Yeah.
Should your mum have been helping you, really, with your homework, typing it out for you?
Right. Well, I was doing all the thinking. She was just doing
Still, though.
Don't you be content on the GCSE board and get me GCSE revoked?
Well, I won't. I mean, you'd be screwed now anyway.
Right.
Because that's a different subject altogether.
My predicted grades were terrible, so I'd be gutted.
Chris, I got predicted ungraded for my GCSE maths.
Quite right.
So I know, but if this had been what's happening now, the malarkey around the country with exam grades, I'd have been knackered. I wouldn't have got into college.
Get?
I got a D.
Wow.
At GCSE.
Jesus.
But I only got into college because I had to resit my GCSE, which I was gutted about because I was like, I've scraped this D and I'm having to do it again.
What did you get second time?
I left college.
Ah, right. The gadget shop was calling, was it?
Yeah. Full-time, £600 a month. I was absolutely loving life. Yeah, I left college.
What was the other thing you wanted?
What?
What was the other thing you wanted to say? You said two things. One, should your mum be doing it? And what was the second one?
I can't believe your mum can touch type because I've seen her on a phone and it's awful. That's new information to me that your mum has got a touch type thing because your mum and dad are the most non-technological people in the world. My 83-year-old nana is better at social media, for just everything, than your mum and dad. And God love them, absolutely adore them, but they're letting themselves down.
I genuinely don't think my mom knows that it's a real keyboard layout on the phone. You know, it's an actual keyboard layout on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows it's a keyboard layout. I think she just thinks there's letters there. I guarantee if I said, oh, mom, you know, they're exactly the same as a keyboard. I bet she'd go, here they are.
She'd put it down and she'd...
Fucking the Matrix.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Here's one for you.
Okay.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm a little behind, currently listening to episode 46, only discovered podcast last month.
Wow.
Welcome to the wonderful world of podcasts.
Welcome to the party, pal.
You're going to enjoy it. A couple of times you have had story/questions about weddings. I think in the last one, the mother-in-law wore the same dress as the bridesmaids.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
So I thought I would share my story with you and see what you think. I've been married twice. To protect the not always that innocent, let's call the two lucky men Bill and Ben.
Ooh, the flower pot men.
Wedding one.
Wow.
My mum and dad met his mum and dad the night before the wedding.
Can I just say I hope she called it that at the time?
Welcome God, to my first wedding.
My first wedding. Welcome to wedding one. Sequel's already been commissioned.
They were never going to be lifelong friends, but it was fine. So what went wrong on the day? Here's a little list.
Oh.
Number one, my mum and mother-in-law wore exactly the same outfit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine that. Well, they hadn't met each other.
Ridiculous.
So they wouldn't have spoke about it.
Yeah, God.
Number two, when we went into the church, the sun was shining. When we said I do, there was a huge clap of thunder.
Fantastic.
Never good.
Great.
Number three, sitting in the back of the limo with my dad on the way at the church, I was thinking, what the fuck am I doing? Why on earth am I marrying this guy?
Wow, there we go then.
So that's why it's wedding number one.
Practice wedding.
Number four, you're going to like this.
Right.
When I arrived at the church, I was immediately disappointed that the usher I had shagged 2 weeks before wasn't there.
Jesus!
It was never going to be a marriage made in heaven.
Wow! So one of his mates had shagged 2 weeks previous.
Yeah, and she was gutted when she got the altar. We've all been there.
Yeah,
we've all got to the altar on our wedding day and thought, "Where is
the person I shagged 2 weeks ago?"
The person I shagged 2 weeks ago. I'm gutted.
Well, you know, yeah.
We all know that feeling of devastation. Me and you have been there ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm joking. That is vile. Can you imagine?
I don't know who's at fault there. Is my only thing.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if I can be on her side after she said that.
Oh, no. I mean, what's
that
first wedding?
I feel like she might be a... Yeah, but she didn't know it at the time. I feel like she might be a bit of a dick.
It's a practice wedding. Let her off.
When I was there, I thought, I'm feeling sorry for her husband here is all I can say. I can't be laughing at this, but go on. Carry on.
Back in the day, you know, everyone says now that I think people get married a lot easier. Back in the day, they were marrying just for fun.
For the crack.
Just for like, oh, we've been together for a few years. We should probably just get married.
Jesus.
Fun and games. So on to wedding number two, you can decide which is worse.
Mm-hmm.
A much smaller occasion, just 20 of us sat around one big table.
It's because she shagged everyone else and they hadn't bothered turning up.
Danger going there.
I had since worked my way through all of the bridal and groom parties, so we had 20 close people who were blood relatives who I hadn't managed to have intercourse with.
My dad stood to do his speech. He started by thanking everyone, blah, 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 and explained that his speech was based around our family tree. He then said, before I continue, the main reason I'm standing here, of course, is to welcome Ben to our family. Ah, lovely. Ah. Except that Ben was my first husband's name.
Shit the bed. Shit the Ben.
Shit the Ben. Everyone stopped dead. Everyone looked so uncomfortable, except for my dad, who had no idea. He continued with his speech and then again reiterated that he wanted to welcome Ben to the family.
Oh, my God. I take thee, Rachel. Good God.
Everyone froze, except for the odd nervous giggle. Then he raised his glass to Ben and...
I fucking doubled down on that, didn't he?
I stopped him there and said, it's Bildad.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, but everyone laughed with relief, but needless to say, my dad was mortified. However, much less destructive than the first, we've been married for 22 years this year.
Oh, well done. I'm not clapping
well
you.
Done.
I'm not clapping you. Well done.
That's
you managed to not shag someone 2 weeks before your second wedding.
Shag the ushers.
Fuck a duck. Your poor dad. Can I just say, fair play to people who get married again, because I don't think I'd be bothered.
Well, I mean, I should hope not.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just wouldn't go, oh, should I have this big mad thing again, because I'm going to be living with this person, and we've done it.
Chris,
done
people
it.
Do it. Like, some people have been married 4 times. Comes to a point where you go, stop it now.
Yeah.
That's enough. Come on.
Jesus
Come
Christ,
on.
Man, you can get a normal lad's holidays. Doesn't have to be a stag. Jesus. Just go away for the weekend.
I don't understand do you know what it is? I can understand people getting married twice. I can, because I think if you've done it wrong the first time, if you've been young or whatever,
yeah.
I do think that you can meet other partners in life and really be, right, this is my soulmate type thing. But I think when you get into the third, fourth, fifth time, you've got a problem.
Listen.
But there's some sort of issue there where you can't be with someone unless you've got that bit of paper. And I think it's an expensive... It's an expensive jaunt, and I think it's a bit silly.
I think, I'm not judging here, get married as many times as you want, but if you're my friend or family, and you're on your fourth one, and it's on a weekday, and it's abroad, and you want a present, don't invite us.
No, I'll not be coming.
I'll not be coming.
I can't take it seriously.
I'll not be coming to your fucking church of lies. Thank you very much.
Could you take it seriously? If one of your best mates was up at the altar for the fifth time?
Nah. I mean, Rosie, if one of my best mates was up at the altar for the fifth time, I'd have made so many jokes during the ceremony the third and fourth times, I wouldn't be at the fifth one.
You wouldn't be invited back.
Yeah, I'd be heckling them. To love and to cherish from this day forth. Ah, how long though, eh? Start the timer now, lads. I'd be
I do say that before,
I'd be banned. I'd be banned. 100%.
Hey, plenty of time. We could still go on to the next marriages yet.
Oh, no. Do you know what? Mainly because I can't be asked to redo the artwork for the podcast.
True. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, and poor unwitting baby who hopefully won't be scarred from hearing all these stories.
Fair point.
I've never thought about that. You see, Robin, never going to listen to this.
Yeah.
Because we'll never let him. Yeah. But the baby, the poor baby, is hearing everything.
Actually,
the smut.
This brings up, I wrote this down as a beef, but it's not big enough to be a beef, but I'm going to bring it in now because this annoyed us.
Wonderful.
So I never really think of it sort of being here kind of thing, but obviously it's in your stomach. It's very much,
womb.
You're aware of it all the time. Yeah. Stomach, womb, arse, whatever. Wherever you keep it. Pouch.
Not in me arsehole, that's pouch. Where the baby's living currently.
Yeah, that's where you were born from. Now, we went on our 25th wedding anniversary. 25th wedding anniversary. On our wedding anniversary on the 25th
wow,
of July.
That flew that.
25th of July. Feels like it, eh? Lads, am I right? But on the 25th, Christ, on the 25th of July, we went to House of Tides. Big shout, by the way, Kenny Atkinson,
yes.
House of Tides in Newcastle.
Love it. Amazing restaurant.
We went there as a lovely treat for our wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. And during the meal, I wrote it down on my phone when we went to the bathroom.
Right.
But during the meal, you said to me, because you're... brain is all over the place at the minute and you're a maniac. You said to me, do you not feel guilty that one of our children's here and the other one isn't? Remember that? Stupidest thing anyone's ever said.
Why?
Because I text my mum to say, I think Robin stayed at my mum's, and I text, I said, is he okay? Has he gone to bed okay? She said, yeah. And you went, E, do you not feel guilty that one, touched your stomach, that one of our children's here and the other one isn't?
Messes you up, Chris.
Just
pregnancy,
so weird.
Such motherhood,
a weird thing to say.
Parent, it messes you up. Like, I genuinely felt bad for Robin because he was missing out on the blooming homemade churn butter, and the baby in the stomach was experiencing.
Can you imagine Robin in a Michelin star restaurant? It would be the worst thing
awful.
In the world. It
I'd give him the wine thing. Course just to shut him up.
Oh wait, then what's his
name? Right, email? Okay. Please keep me anonymous, as I'm ashamed to be married to such a minger.
Fantastic.
It's a little bit minging this,
fantastic.
Sorry.
That's cool.
You know. My husband just got a new job working from home.
Oh.
He's done so in the past and has had his office chair for about 5 years.
Okay.
With the new job, I decided to give his office a little makeover. So I ordered a new desk, chair, paint, etc. That's really sweet, isn't it?
I don't think he's going to be happy about this.
No. It's okay. Not that. We put his old chair up for sale and someone snapped it up. I thought I'd best give it a quick anti-back before it goes, you know, COVID.
Why?
All
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of stuff going on.
Good. Sensible.
Mm. Cleaning away, I looked underneath the chair and there, to my horror, was 5 years worth of wiped bogies.
No way. I thought you were going to say chewing gum. The dirty sod. The dirty filthy, dirty sod, you.
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
Oh.
Doesn't say that. Millions of them. He was in a meeting and the guy was picking it up soon, so I had to hold down the vomit and get it all cleaned off.
Oh, never in the world. Yeah. Bless you.
Yeah. I can't look at my husband the same, and I'm purchasing a box of tissues for the office immediately.
Oh, God.
Surely that... This is what always astonishes me about questions like this, right? Mm-hmm. Should there not come an age in life where you stop doing stuff like that?
Wiping your snots on stuff.
Yeah. Just, is there not a time in life... I used to put chewing gum under tables and stuff, but I wouldn't do it now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's got to come a time when you go, that's not very nice, is it? You know? Like, I used to put my feet up on the metro. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because someone else has got to sit on there.
Yeah.
And as an adult, you go, well, that's a bit wrong. I wouldn't want to sit where someone's had the feet.
Well, it's getting courtesy, isn't it? It's getting thought for others. Yeah.
He's just wiping all his snot under
his
chair. Oh, I know, but come on.
I'm not sticking up for me. All I'm saying is that's his chair. It's not. He's not doing it on the family sofa. He's not doing it on the toilet seat under the toilet rim. That's his chair.
Oh, still though, Chris. It's in his house where his family lives.
I tell you right now, it's not the worst thing he does in that chair.
What?
As a man, I'm telling you, it's not the worst thing he does in that chair. And I tell you what, them tissues are going to go down so quick, you're going to think he's picking his nose a lot in here.
Oh, Chris.
No, that's why he doesn't want tissues in his thing. That's why, I'm telling you right now, that poor man, he's been victimised here. He's got to wipe his snots under there, right? Because if you put tissues next to your computer, anyone sees it and goes, oh, aye, aye, aye. Eh? Eh?
Oh.
Poor bloke. He's got to do it on the bottom of his chair.
I don't feel sorry for him.
I did a full 180 on him there. I feel bad for him.
Oh, great. Well, you buy his chair for him then? With all the snots on? Disgusting. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want something a bit gross?
Always.
Okay. Right. Oh, okay.
I'm excited.
Hey, Ramses.
Hi. I'm going to tell it's going to be gross by the informal hey. Not hello, not dear. Hey.
You're receiving this email because your most recent lucrative sponsor reminded me of a lad I lived with at university. And by reading it, I cannot remember which lucrative sponsor it was.
Okay, I'll try.
Might have been Flannels. Have you done Flannels?
Yeah, we did Flannels last week.
Oh, right, okay. This might be...
You don't remember Flannels from last week.
I only remember when the non-existent check goes into my bank.
Yeah, well, it wasn't check. We actually got paid on Flannels. But
imagine you go to work every day, slog your guts out, and you get paid in flannels.
Used flannels. Still warm flannels.
Oh, you'd be gutted.
Slightly damp, slightly warm flannels.
Imagine. Flannels. Imagine if that was the currency of the world. Flannels. Wet flannels.
Jeff Bezos walking around with a beach towel. Hey, look at him. Look, all his money.
Oh, he's loaded.
Size of his flannel. You can lie on it.
So, the lucrative sponsor
flannels,
of what we think is flannels.
Great. Oh, God, I'm still excited about this.
Reminded of a lad to live with at university.
Okay.
After some time of living together, I noticed that he always kept a glass of water next to his bed. Now, wrong with that, you might say. Quite sensible if you often wake up
hydrated.
Thirsty. Yeah.
Keep hydrated.
I'd agree with you if it wasn't for one thing. That glass and the water contained within looked filthy.
Oh,
the glass had watermarks around the top edge and the water had a layer of dirt / dust resting upon its surface. Yeah. First thoughts, he's previously taken a glass of water to bed and either forgotten about it or simply can't be bothered with returning it to the kitchen.
Tosser.
Seems logical.
Tosser.
But should I remind him to clean it? That's what she's saying.
Yes.
I didn't mention it for a while, thinking it's not really any of my concern, but I couldn't help feeling repulsed by it if I entered his room or caught a glimpse through his open door. So this glass of water is just on the side of his bed.
Oh.
Manky disgusting.
Aren't people minging?
Oh, Chris, this is going to blow your mind.
Really? Oh, it gets worse.
Yes.
See, I'm already disgusted that there's been a glass there for that long.
No. Sometimes the film of surface scum would be floating down in the water as though recently disturbed, and the glass would occasionally have moved on his bedside table, so it was obvious he hadn't forgotten about it. Why then had he not emptied and washed this glass?
This had absolutely... Like, she's writing a documentary about this glass.
Oh, she
is filling her brain.
No, she is consumed by this glass of water.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like
got
moved.
All kinds going on in my head,
it's been disturbed. Because, you say, it could have just been people leave glasses.
Yeah.
You know, I once went out with a lad who had mugs along his windowsill that
awful.
Were just there for weeks.
Prison.
So I tried to ignore it, but eventually my revulsion and curiosity got the better of me.
Revulsion's a great word.
Isn't
I just
it
want
great?
To say that.
Revulsion, I know.
Amazing word.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
Like magnetised, but better.
Magnety.
I dared to ask why he kept his micro habitat within a...
She's brilliant. What an amazing... She's a wordsmith. She's a wordsmith. I love her.
Within a glass next to his bed. His response still puzzles and disgusts me to this day. He explained that this was not drinking water. Oh no. Quite matter-of-factly, and with no hint of embarrassment, he told me that this was his cockwash.
What the fuck? Sorry.
Yeah.
There's
more.
No.
Chris.
You're joking.
Having clearly noticed the perplexed look on my face, he went on to tell me that following sexual activity, he dips his penis into the glass of water.
No! No!
Gives it a swirl, then dries it off with the flannel that was hung on his radiator.
No!
He's got a system.
Way,
the lad's
man.
Got a system. awful, isn't it?
That, I can't believe it.
Yeah. There's more here.
I can't believe it.
So, yes, you could not have been more correct when you said that hotel flannel should not be trusted. Some people have very odd, revolting habits. My old housemate would, however, disagree. He insisted that this was perfectly normal behaviour and implied that I was odd for not cleaning my penis in this way. Showers are apparently overrated. Oh, this is from a male.
I can literally... You've not got a cockwash, like. You've not got one. You look at Steve. He hasn't got, I know he hasn't got a cock. Right, he hasn't got a cock. Right.
Oh. At the cock wash. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Talking about the cock wash, yeah. Dip it in and swirl it round, yeah, cock
dip
wash.
Dip it in and swirl it round.
I didn't realise that was a male. I thought this was a female.
Yeah, that had the repulsion of a female.
No, well, you would be repulsed.
Yeah,
if your
this is me. This is me. Oh, my God. The cock wash? Just drops his knob in and then just flannels it off with a dirty flannel and dirty
but the same water.
What? Right, couple of questions. What if he spilled some of it? What did he do? Probably wipe it up with the flannel. I've just answered that myself. Mm. Did he ever clean the flannel?
Doubt it.
Same water, mm-hmm. Same flannel.
Yeah.
Was it the same girl?
Oh, I hope so. Oh, that's an infection waiting.
Well, that's a glass of STIs.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, final question, Rosie. How big was the glass?
Oh, there's more.
Okay.
In case you're wondering, it was a pint glass.
Pint glass.
Yeah.
Pint glass. Okay. So, final question.
Yeah.
How much to drink it?
Oh.
How much?
Oh.
If I wiped a big pile of flannels out now, right?
Okay.
If it's there, see that glass of water?
Yeah,
that's there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Right, okay. Right?
There's no actual full-on bits of stuff in it, but it's just, you know, it's as that person's described.
Mm-hmm.
If I just whacked out now.
Start us off then.
50 grand just in a pile
right,
of
okay.
cash. No
right.
tax, nothing, straight to you.
How,
get whatever you
see,
want
see, okay, well, my thing is, it might be a pint glass,
yeah.
But if that was full to the rim of water, when he put his thing in, it would spill over.
Some of it's
so
come
it's
over.
Half a pint glass.
Three quarters of a pint.
Three quarters, right, okay.
50 grand cash on
50
the table
grand.
Right now.
Oh, do you know what? This time last year, I'd have said no because... No,
how ironic that a global pandemic has made you consider drinking this water.
Chris, your whole tour, an hour tour, has had to be moved.
Oh.
And people think when they buy tickets for a show that the people doing the show get the money.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
no,
we're
no.
living in land,
oh, yeah,
land
just,
you know,
just so you know,
Richland.
If you've got tickets for any of our tours, we will see that money 10 weeks after the final
yeah.
date of that tour has happened. Sometimes 15 weeks.
Listen.
Yeah.
60 grand. I'd drink it for 60 grand. I would.
60, but when you've finished, if you've spilled any on you, you've got to wash your face with a flannel.
Oh, yeah.
You've got
man.
To wipe any, if any's gone down like onto your neck or your mouth or whatever, if you've got like, poof, while you've been drinking it, you've just got to dry it off with the flannel.
Weirdly, I would rather drink the water than wash my face with the flannel.
Okay, another one for you.
Right.
Clean glass. Clean water. It's one of your glasses from the cupboard.
Okay.
It's our water from our tap.
Right.
But you've got to drink it through the flannel. Do you understand? So you put the flannel over the top like
yeah.
an old artisan jam.
Yeah. The string round.
Elastic band round. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then you've just got to drink it through like a really
right.
smelly snare drum.
Yeah. How much?
£5.
No.
That was going a bit too low there. Nah, you're considering it.
I'm considering it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
COVID's fucked us. So now I'm drinking the cock wash.
Listen, cock wash. That's me cock wash. Christ. What's wrong with people?
Oh,
man?
I did. They're horrible, man.
That's me cock wash. What? Sorry. We're just skipping over the fact that some lucky lady gets to have sex with him, then watch him dip his knob in a glass. What's she thinking?
Oh.
Oh, it was great. That was amazing. That. Oh, yeah. Well, I love you too. Slosh. Wipe.
Oh,
stick that on the radio, will you? What about when the heating comes on?
Oh, that's going to stink. That's going to absolutely stink.
This man. I hope this man's in jail now. This man deserves to be in jail. This is the work cock wash. And if you're listening to this now going, that's normal, have a word.
Have a word.
Have a word with
have
yourself.
Have a word. But wash it in the sink. Like, that's better than that, isn't it?
Have a shower. Get some wet wipes in a bin. Baby
yeah,
wipes
yeah,
in a bin.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
right. Okay.
That's me cock wash. Fucking animal.
Babadoo, 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 ba. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Maridenoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, guys, thank you so much. If you want to get in touch, as always, at shagmaridenoid@gmail.com. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe. It's really lovely that you do that. And again, flogging the old dead horse here, but the book is out. Okay, dead horses don't make a noise, so that was rubbish. The book is still not dead if it's making any noise. Try again. Rosie's impression of a dead horse. Try again. No, they don't make any... Rosie, you just have to not make any noise. Are you ready?
Wait.
Rosie's impression of a dead horse. You're still mid. Oh, what an idiot. The book is out on the 3rd of September, available for pre-order now. Some of the stuff we talked about in this podcast actually gets a lot more in-depth analysis in the book. It just popped into my head there as a little flog in it. Talking about holidays and making friends and stuff.
Yes.
I put my guide as an only child to making friends on holiday in, and it is fucking tragic.
Informative. Also, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, you might like the audio version of the book, which is available on audible.co.uk.
There you go. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.